Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two, taking your phone calls right now. I'll continue with calls right now, and then I'm going to get into some of the military and police news. We've got a bunch of important clips we're going to play. Henry Kissinger's calling for the U.S. to merge with authoritarian China to form a new world order. He'll be at Bilderberg, of course, next week. I'll be there if they let me into England covering that. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Canada, another holding of the German Queen of England. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, sir. This is your informative extremist from Edmonton, Alberta. I just wanted to bring up a couple few points, and then you can briefly discuss something you can bring up your thoughts after. So first thing I want to talk about today, especially from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, I know a lot of listeners are here from Canada, but I wanted to bring this to their attention. Recently, police officers on their uniforms are now attaching cameras, and they'll be recording every confrontation they have with a suspected criminal, so they can have this in court, I guess. So watch out for that one.
Well, there's no perception of privacy in public, but then cops act like when you have a camera that you've just, burned a house down or something. And again, they want to use the cameras when it can bolster their side of the story. That's why all of us need to have cameras as well.
And just like that new tyranny app you guys released not too long ago, that would be an effective tyranny watch, I believe it was called. That's on nightly news. That would be a good counter for that one. But moving quickly here also, recently our new mayor, Stephen Mandel, stepped down. And this is it's making me nervous because basically if this new mayor stepped down, he's been on his eighth term already. And when he's stepping down, I'm really scared they're going to get some Fed in there, and it's just going to just completely change our city because we're a smaller city. We're not really the biggest in Canada, but we are quite a big chunk some. And new mayor is going to be elected pretty soon, and I'm going to see how that's going to be. And also, not too long ago, during the May 2nd, I think it was the Osama bin Laden fake death, and there was an InfoWars article saying, beware, be cautious for heightened alert attacks from the State Department released that, or the State of Defense. And on that same day, there was multiple bomb threats all over Canada as well. We had a couple bomb threats close to my house, and we also had some more.
Sure. Well, I mean, who has the motive to put out bomb threats? Government, because then it gets to pose as the savior. Thanks, Daniel. Robert in California, you're on the air.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. How you doing today?
Not doing too well, actually. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you last week for Rachel Maddow coming out and attacking you after Piers Morgan and some of these other acts that are happening. This just goes to show you how effective you are becoming, and I just wanted to thank you for a driving force.
Brother, you don't need to thank me, man. I'm just trying to survive here. I mean, only a crazy person would not fight these tyrants. And again, Rachel Maddow has no audience on her own. The reason Piers Morgan was so big was that it was aired all over the world, and it was put on television everywhere. It was a huge media event to have the trance broken. But I hear you, and I appreciate you calling in. What's on your mind? Because I see you want to talk about Benghazi wars, et cetera.
Yeah, I just everything that you just keep pounding and pushing out there is really, it's going to, something here eventually is going to stick. I mean, I pray to God that this is going to come down. I pray to God for you and your crew that you guys are safe. And when I say thank you, I mean thank you because you helped wake me up and to start really looking at these issues. And as soon as I had a buddy came back from Hawaii years back and watched the program, and it was your buddy that you helped produce that the 9/11 documentary. That was a wake up call for me back then, and I've just really enjoyed over the years helping to educate other people when it comes to chemtrails, and I just really appreciate your driving force because you helped.
Brother, kudos to you as well. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We are now into the second hour today. We're going to continue with open phones, but at the bottom of the hour, media analyst and commentator Mark Dice is going to be joining us. He goes out and does those man on the streets that make jaywalking pale in significance in L.A., where he doesn't just pick the stupid people. He puts who he actually talks to. And 90% of people plus will say we should have fascist rule to arrest all the Tea Partiers. He'll go out and have them say, yeah, we should start door-to-door gun confiscation, and people sign a petition. And he went out also and talked to people and asked them, what is Memorial Day on Memorial Day? And hardly anyone knew even what it was. And so he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to play some of that video and audio here on air. Also, Henry Kissinger, who, if you don't know how bad he is, he was the former Secretary of State. He has been involved in the democratic overthrow of Chile and hundreds of thousands killed, famously illegally bombing Cambodia. But his larger crimes are State Department Memorandum 200. which said, cut off people's food so they starve to death all over the world, arm rebels to destabilize stable governments, to sow discord, to reduce human population. Serious wars against humanity. Not a war to say we've been attacked for defending ourselves. That's a righteous war, a legitimate war. Not even a preemptive war to conquer someone and, you know, kill their military, but just conquer them because you want to control that area. That's an immoral war, but nothing compared to we're going to take over an area and we're going to use wars and we're going to use famine and all this stuff to kill the general public. That is a crime against humanity. And he got confronted. The article's up on InfoWars.com. Kissinger confronted as mass murderer by Luke Radowski, who's going to pop in at the start of the next hour. One of my proteges. I'm very proud of the work he does with his team. It's first rate, an example to all reporters. We've got great reporters, but I think they're an example to us and myself as well. The great job they do. So we're going to be airing that in a moment. But first, here is Kissinger, U.S. and China to collaborate on globalist world order. And he was speaking to the Asia Society on how to build a world order, that means globalism, for the first time in history on a global basis. So a global order based on global basis, global government. And he talks about doing that with China. Not the Chinese people, but with the incredibly oppressive Chinese government. Who, by the way, again, they get to ship in hardwoods out of Madagascar to the U.S. And they're allowed to do it, but U.S. companies go and get it from other legal, lawful, certified areas like Gibson, and they're shut down for months on end and persecuted because they're an American company and they're conservative. Again, this is a managed economy we're looking at. So let's go ahead and go to that Kissinger clip.
As has already been pointed out, we had a common adversary. But a time has evolved. We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis. We talk a lot about world community. But the fact is there has never been a world community before. The various regions conducted foreign policy and their affairs in substantial isolation from each other.
That's right.
Or else, one region, primarily Europe, dominated the rest of the world. This is the first time that different cultures are interacting on a permanent basis to establish a peaceful and growing international system.
All right, let's stop there. Again, they always shell globalism as a great thing. This is where the authoritarians of the world gang up to leverage out other free or wealthy areas. See, in the old days, even if a government was somewhat corrupt, they would want wealth so they could skim more off the top. And they would want the country to be wealthy because that made the public acquiesce to their centralized control, which, again, they skimmed off the top. This is the opposite. Globalism is a form of hyper-feudalism or mercantilism where it's a managed economy where they want control where only they can operate and where they use that centralized control to leverage out all their competition towards an aim of making the population poor, towards the aim of making them more manageable, towards the aim of having them accept social engineering, State Department Memorandum 200, or the Royal Commission on Population 1949, which is the plan of this whole program worldwide. You'll never hear the liberals, who are really authoritarian nightmare demons, you'll never hear them saying, hey, we shouldn't have Foxconn with suicide nets for Apple. Apple, you know, shouldn't be the most bloodthirsty, hardcore corporation, you know, paying Chinese workers 30 cents an hour. And their children in mass are chained up in warehouses or on light poles outside, lucky if they get one meal a day. How are we going to compete with that? That's not going to build China up. And that's not a living wage for them, where you create an economy. They don't want you wealthy. Mexico can't even compete with China now. India can't compete with China. It is a race to the bottom, as Ross Perot famously described on CNN. I have clips of this in my film, Fall of the Republic, where we explain they're not just going to kill the dollar as the world reserve currencies. They're killing all the currencies, hyperinflating them, but depressing the real economy at the same time so that the hyperinflation doesn't really show itself very fast. Because the real economy is constricting worldwide. So even if you have hyperinflation, that hot money is only given to insiders. And so you only see the real inflation in luxury items or in real estate or things like that. And so it is a managed, computerized, technocratic economy. Look at this article right here out of CNBC. Is the dollar dying? Why the U.S. currency is in danger? And then if you go to drudgereport.com, above that, or below that, it has a article about the rise of the new order. For years now, the collapse of the dollar has been in the cards. Recent developments showing mounting pressure on the dollar reserve currency status with a major international deflation going on. The threat of inflation through money printing is unreal. However, should the dollar's reserve currency status end, the repatriation of trillions of petro and euro dollars could lead to a strongly inflationary scenario. And that's from the site Real Currencies. Absolutely on target. With that statement, there is world depression going on while they hyperinflate away the giant derivatives debts, which are not ours. They're the globalists. They use that derivative wall to buy up control of the world. With the dollar as the reserve currency, the U.S. had to export dollars in the early years after the war, especially for Europe. The famous euro dollars, this sounds great. Print money and buy whatever you like. But with gold window, it was also risky. Overprinting could mean excess dollars would be exchanged back into gold, depleting U.S. reserves. So what do? They just naked short gold so that gold prices don't actually go up for what they should via global dollar inflation. But then people won't sell their gold even when they artificially deflate it. So in the real world, gold's actually where it always was, up. It's just all fraud within fraud. And I kind of digress into all this. The point is that it's a rigged system. And when we come back from break, I'm going to play this confrontation with Henry Kissinger via Luke Radowski. He's given the award. And then Luke, well, I'll describe it when we come back from break. But it gives me a headache. I mean, just all of this really does give me a giant screaming headache because it's so obvious. All of this is like a sick joke, and it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder and more absurdist, where they get away with more and more and more. And there's some good signs where people are beating smart meters all over the U.S. They're spying on them and radiating them. And folks are, you know, marching against Monsanto, and the media blacks it out. But that only discredits the mainstream media that much more. And citizen journalists are confronting people, and a lot of folks are waking up. And the scandals are coming out. But still, it's kind of like too little too late in a way, because you kind of got a paradox where there's these dumbed down yuppies everywhere who think not caring is cool and who don't even know what Memorial Day is, who buy into the whole system. And then you've got those of us that are informed and work hard. And then you've got the welfare mass. Some of them know the system's corrupt, but they're either disabled or can't find a job. Deindustrialization, a lot of them, you know, actually you can't even blame them. You've got the illegals brought in to drive down the wages. You can't even blame them. But still, it is, and then the elite thinks they're going to steal all the wealth and just live in armored fortresses. But then, clearly, they're not disciplined enough to stay segregated away from all of us. It's all a bunch of people lying to themselves. It's a decadent culture is what it is, and it is cruising toward a collapse.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Okay, so the video, if you want to see it, is even more powerful. It's up on InfoWars.com. Kissinger, who's openly calling for the U.S. and China to collaborate on a globalist authoritarian world order, was confronted just a few days ago by our own Luke Radowski, that is going to be popping in at the start of the next hour. And you've just got to love how he's being given this award by General Petraeus, the guy that brags, yeah, the CIA watches you via your appliances. And then he gives him a Freedom Award. So I will narrate some of this video for radio listeners. But again, the full video is up on Infowars.com. Kissinger confronted as a mass murderer. Here it is.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Board of Trustees of the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, I am deeply honored to present the 2013 Intrepid Award to my friend and my hero, the Honorable Henry A. Kissinger.
Totally disgusting. They're in tuxedos. He gets off on the crowd. He loves it. Now, this is video of Luke in the bathroom putting on his glasses that have a camera in them and getting ready to go in. Yeah, I've seen police with those glasses now. We need that type right there. He comes over to Kissinger at his table. Leans over him and says this.
Hi, Mr. Kissinger. It's a pleasure. How you doing? I just wanted to know, what do you mean when you said illegal we do immediately, unconstitutional takes a little longer, the WikiLeaks document? What do you mean by that?
Come on.
No, I mean, it came out, WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I mean, it's another step on it, isn't it?
Do you know the agenda of the Bilderberg?
With what? What are you doing this for?
I'm here covering this event. Just wanted to talk to you. We are Change, and we want to know maybe what the agenda of the Bilderberg group meeting is going to be in a couple days. Do you know?
Get lost, please.
Get lost.
How does it feel winning
get lost.
How does it feel winning the Freedom Award when you're wanted as a mass murderer and wanted in many countries and butchered millions of people? How does it feel? You know it's a lie.
You self-serving coward, get lost.
I'm not a coward. You know this Freedom Award's a lie, and you're wanted for mass murder in different countries. You know it's a lie.
And so, ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
On behalf of the...
And then there's even more footage of him out at the dinner coming out. And they're confronting him, coward, coward, you're a coward. The opposite, of obviously, of a coward going and confronting him, calling him self-serving. He called him a coward and said, you're self-serving. When Kissinger blueprinted the one-child policy in China, blueprinted shutting down our industry to transfer it to their industries, with Kissinger and Maurice Strong controlling them in China, making up teen, you know, bajillions. And he just sits there, this pathetic... seeing the video, he gets up there to be given the award, and it's always these globalist spiders hugging on each other and grasping at each other and giving each other awards for what they've done. And the arrogant Henry Kissinger, high-ranking globalist operative, complicit in mass murder in Latin America, bombing civilians in North Vietnam, terror bombing of Cambodia, overthrowing of democratically elected government in Chile. And then setting China up to deindustrialize the United States. But his biggest crime, ladies and gentlemen, is programs to start wars against conservative governments, communist governments, liberal governments, any government. If it wasn't wrecking the society, in his memorandum, you can read it, it's declassified in 1992, it's from 1973, he says to destabilize these countries. Destabilize everything so they can come in and take over. And they're running the same program. It's called Agenda 21 against us here in this republic. Mark Dice is coming up. Then we'll go to Chris. And we'll go to David, Elliot, Montine, Jonathan, and many others that are patiently holding. And again, the scandals on the IRS, we've got some breaking news on that. IRS higher-ups requested info on conservative groups' letters show. No kidding, they did. These are authoritarians. These are not liberals. These are people that want your money and want you to be their slave, their slave masters.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul!
And I'm super bad. All right, folks, we're back live.
And I'm super bad.
Bad in a good way.
I gotta move. That tells me what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, that kind of made me happy. A little bit of that. A little bit of that James Brown coming in there with us. We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment with some pretty amazing information. The realization that people don't know what Memorial Day is. And they don't know anything else. And they think it's like a shield of protection. And we're going to talk about that with media analyst and author Mark Dice. But first, I wanted to remind listeners that I have assembled the best books, the best videos, the best T-shirts, the best information to wake people up, non-GMO, heirloom, super high-quality seeds at the lowest price, one of the widest selections. The best non-GMO, clean, storable foods, all of it to be self-sufficient at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm extending it out until the end of Bilderberg coverage, until the 9th. of June, I am extending the 15% off on ProPure water filtration systems. That's 15% off the already lowest price you're going to find out there. I am the biggest distributor of these. Stainless steel, gravity-fed, their filters blow away the competition, side-by-side comparisons, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also call toll-free to get your order in, 888-253-3139. Now, the factory just made a bunch more of the stainless steel systems, but they're already very close to selling out of the Traveler. That's my favorite, the lowest-priced one, and it also is the smaller one. It's great for your RV or your car or camping or at work or, you know, wherever. Gravity-fed filters to stop drinking all the poisons and garbage that are in the water table or that are added into there. They've got the special filters you can also get to cut out the fluoride. The point is that it's all discounted, 15% off with promo code WATER15. But I'll run it till the 9th if supplies last. And then it'll go on back order. They're making more right now. They should have more in a few weeks, they think. And they're not sold out yet in their warehouse, but they're getting close. You order from us, drop ship it from them, you know, the manufacturer. The point is that if you want your Traveler especially, or if you want any of them, you better get it right now because people go crazy when I get 50% off. I've done this one other time, and it's sold out in about 2 weeks. We've been going about less than a week on this. So if you want it, get it. It is the ProPure Water Filtration System. Go read up on it and break with the system now. Stop drinking the tap water. That's something big you can do right there. Start trying to eat non-GMO some of the time. You know, just begin. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also find all the great vitamins and minerals, close to 400 products and a free catalog and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, all your purchases with us, shopping with the good guys, finances what we're doing, the media division I'm building, the films we're trying to make, all the things we do. I was just talking to my accountant yesterday because I don't really pay much attention to it. I thought, you know, Bloomberg called me up a couple times the last few weeks asking how much money I make and how much it costs to run things. And last time I checked, just bandwidth, $500,000 a year. It's actually more than that now. And I thought, you know, I better go over and actually check some of the stuff. I haven't looked in about 3 or 4 months at my finances. And I will tell you, this year I'm set to take no money hiring crew and doing all this because I'm all in fighting the globalists, that I am set this year. So far, I've paid myself nothing, and that was kind of my goal, but it's a good thing I'm paying myself nothing because we're breaking even. I mean, we're in there, folks. I scrounge to get the funds to run this operation, and I know the crew knows that as well, that this is a big historical thing happening here, and you know the money that comes into here, it was really hard to get. That's why my crew all works so hard and is so focused, realizing the historical fight we're in. And just how big a deal it is that we've even been able to develop this. So, again, I want to thank all of you out there for your support. And be sure and support us also and the message and yourself by supporting our local AM and FM affiliates, supporting their local sponsors, or becoming a local sponsor locally and spreading the word. You can do that for free, folks. Tell people about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We want to thank folks out there that also post our stories and promote them on their own news sites. Okay. Mark Dice on his YouTube channel and at MarkDice.com. Every week does these videos, and we post them on InfoWars.com, where he goes out, and we've even gotten raw footage, you know, from him to use in films, and I get to see it. And when he goes and shows, say, 15 people and 14 of them call for all guns to be confiscated and Tea Partiers to be arrested, that he didn't talk to 100 people to get 14 of them to say that and only one person say no. That's what you get. When I sent Leanne McAdoo out to say, should we ban hydrogen monoxide, that's water, we had, I think it was 9 people said ban it, and one guy said he wouldn't sign the petition. One guy bragged that he had a degree in chemistry, but didn't know and said, yeah, let's ban hydrogen monoxide. Now, a globalist would see that and go, ah, food, dumb slaves, I'll manipulate them. A person that wants to have a future for humanity goes, man, we're in deep trouble. And Mark Dice went and did a video that we posted on Monday on Memorial Day out there in Oceanside by L.A. that made me physically ill, because these people weren't just stupid he talked to. They were smiling. They were laughing. They don't care. And some of them said, oh, I'm from Chicago. We're ruthless. We don't care about anybody. You know, we're sinister. He uses some term like that. No, what they are is craven. They're chicken. Anyway, somebody used the term that I'm craven, but the point is that was a joke. They are craven. And they're like, I don't care about anybody but me. And there's all these magazines about self and me, and I'm getting ahead, and I'm going to screw somebody, and I'm going to... And people think that. They think hiding in their cubicle gets them ahead. They think screwing off is, you know, how they have success in the world. These people aren't even living. And the globalists are like, yeah, see, they're lazy, they're stupid, they don't like any... They shouldn't even be alive. But here's the deal. I will not morally sign on to you being injected with cancer viruses and hydrofluorosilicic acid, because the globalists did a lot of this to you with the culture and by giving you role models that are lazy and role models where the men are passive and stupid and weak, because it is immoral and it makes my spirit cringe. But you need to know that because you think you're getting ahead because you care about no one but yourself, you're going to die alone. You're a chump. But he talked to these people, and two of them knew what Memorial Day was, and one guy looked like he was angry at Mark, and he should have been, you know, because he thought Mark was really saying Memorial Day is for surfers that have died. But we're going to go to this clip, because, you know, it's some people got mad at our crew. We went out and said, let's have up to age 3 post-birth abortion. Some people with kids agreed to it. It's a woman's right to kill her kids up to age 3. Oh, yes, I agree with it. Some people got mad at our reporters. You should get mad when that type of evil is being pushed. None of us are safe. And I'm sick of Memorial Day being used as a pro-war police state holiday to sell tyranny as if it's patriotism. But at least the warmongers know what it is and you know, think they're good people. There are a couple steps above folks that don't even know what Veterans Day or Memorial Day is. These are people that will watch the start of a new war like it's a... I've talked to liquor store owners. They say they sell more alcohol during a new war at the start of it than any other time. Same thing with pizza places. People go and they feel manly watching a bunch of people in third world garb running from smart bombs. I mean, and you know, as long as a Peace Prize guy's doing it, it's beautiful. But I want to air just a few minutes of this. The full clip is up on InfoWars.com. It's on Mark's YouTube and Facebook. But I mean, this is 6 minutes long, and in the middle it gets to people that go, I don't care about anybody but me, and they smile at him like that's their possession, like that's their armor. And you will have your bank account taken. You will be injected with cancer viruses. You will be destroyed, you maggot. And these are the people that will vote to take our guns. These are the people that will vote to take our money and give it to them. The globalists take 90%, they give 10% to the unwashed mass, who themselves are just as immoral. In fact, they're more immoral than the New World Order. Because the New World Order knows what they're doing is evil and disdains you and is killing you in plain view, and then you're loving it and wanting to rob virtuous people. You are the scum of the earth. Let's go to the club.
What is Memorial Day for?
What is Memorial Day for?
Just you. What's Memorial Day for?
I never really thought about it.
This guy's just ignorant.
Memorial Day.
I don't know.
These people will not...
What is Memorial Day for?
Take a gold coin.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
In exchange for a dollar.
Are we barbecuing and celebrating?
Yeah, with my buddy.
But you don't know what you're celebrating, though.
No, it's fun to be ignorant.
I don't even know.
Don't even know.
No.
I don't know what Memorial Day is, man.
It's a big holiday. It's like the kickoff to summer when you barbecue and get drunk and stuff.
I don't think people from Chicago celebrate that thing, man.
They don't celebrate Memorial Day?
Nah, they're all ruthless, dude.
It's just a Southern California.
Yeah, it's ruthless being an idiot.
Yeah, I think so.
Self-centered punk.
Definitely, man.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No.
You don't know what Memorial Day is?
Nah, I'm pretty drunk. The only way I know it's Memorial is because I don't have work, and that's all I care about, dude. So
So you don't care about anything else,
no.
Just not working on Memorial Day?
Exactly.
Nothing else matters that the reason for the day?
No.
All the no.
No, you
don't even know what it means.
I really don't care, yeah.
You don't care at all.
I'm gonna go here then.
Okay, zombie. Memorial Day weekend, the day when we kind of...
That's enough.
Have a birthday.
It goes on and on. I want to go to Mark Dyche, media analyst, author. Mark, I haven't talked to you since a few weeks ago, but I would guess it's like all your other videos. You really show what you found. You didn't go edit this, correct? Because you say that's your policy. Or am I wrong? I mean, how shocking is this that they tell you, I am proud that I only care about myself. Don't they know that then no one's going to care about them? No one's going to come to their aid? There's no humanity, no camaraderie, no fealty, no kinship. These people are not alive, and the New World Order is already killing them, and no one's going to care about them as they're dying from the hydrofluorosilicic acid.
This video is 7 minutes long. It could have been 13 minutes long. I had to leave a lot of people out because it just gets redundant. Even at 7 minutes, it's too long. But what's even worse than them not knowing is them not caring. You could just see the absolute shameful selfishness that these just ignorant, Illuminati, brainwashed buffoons have become victims of, essentially. And I'm glad that I got to work with your crew a few weeks ago. They came out to Oceanside. We shot a petition video, and I showed them, and I'm glad that they got to see it for their own eyes, that these videos can be shot in minutes. I mean, it takes me longer to find a parking spot and walk to the beach and get my camera set up than it does to actually shoot these videos. And I don't know if this is just Southern California. Maybe the zombie plague is sort of focused here, but I have a sneaking suspicion, just judging from the comments in the video and the feedback that I get, that these kinds of people are all over the country, if not the world.
Mark, what about the lady? I was telling the guys to queue up the part where the woman in pink is, you know, you start saying, you know, this is the Memorial Day for the surfers that have died. And the woman's like, oh, yes, I knew some of the surfers in Hawaii. And it's just so creepy.
To make the sport popular, are you doing it?
Yeah, I insinuated different reasons for Memorial Day, that was to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And I'm just name dropping people that have nothing to do with it. John Wilkes Booth, Jack Lemmon. I think I edited out the point when I mentioned Jesse Ventura being a founding father. And these kids just it goes right over their heads. And some of the people in the feedback and in the emails, the tweets that I've gotten, think that I'm the ignorant one because they just didn't get it. And they thought that I believed that Memorial Day was to celebrate the surfers or was to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, they don't get satire. But expanding on this, whenever you're talking to these people, whenever you're sitting there, you say to the one arrogant punk, hey, zombie, what did he say when you said zombie to his face?
Oh, he just walked away like a little coward. And this was the kid that just said, I just don't care what it's for. Nothing matters. I just got the day off, man. Let's just go and get drunk and party. And, you know, you've seen some of these videos that I've done over the weeks. And I just each week I try to just push the envelope further and further and further. There's only one crazy idea that I had that people wouldn't go along with. And a couple people did. It just took too long. But these videos can be shot in 20 minutes, man. It's society has lost touch with reality so much. I don't know if you're aware that the Animal Planet aired a show over the weekend about mermaids, a science fiction, science fantasy mockumentary titled Mermaids, A Body Found. And people took to Twitter, countless people took to Twitter, and thought that a body of a mermaid was found. They just couldn't tell the fake, cheesy actors and reenactments on an Animal Planet show about mermaids. That's how out of touch. You know, the reason for this is because people don't want to know. You know, the brain will categorize and prioritize information. If you want to remember something, your brain will put a priority on that. You meet a beautiful girl. Hey, oh, that's Jennifer. I need to remember that. So your brain will remember. These people don't want to remember. It just sits, information sits in their short-term memory and gets discarded. It's a culture of loving ignorance, these celebrity worshiping absolute scumbags that we see now parading is a whole other issue, posing as Illuminati members themselves.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up. We'll put this on screen for InfoWars.com readers. We have your video posted. General public believes mermaid mockumentary was real. And here's my issue. I'm not going to join the globalists and try to nerve gas and bioweapon these zombies. A lot of them are brain damaged from that. They've been brought up by the television to be like this. But they do not have a right to take my guns and team up with the government to take my money so they can sit around on their fat butts. And that's the thing. These people are dangerous. I mean, how many questionnaires have you done where they say, arrest gun owners, put us in FEMA camps?
All I needed to do, for much of the audience may be familiar, for those who aren't, I got people to sign a petition to ban, repeal the Second Amendment, confiscate all guns door-to-door using the military, since we have lists of all the registered weapons. All I needed to do was mention the key words. Will you support Obama and sign our petition?
That's why you said, we want a Nazi takeover of America, fascism for Obama. And what did they say?
Sounded good. It just goes right over their head. Anything to support Obama.
And then the guy goes, you go, yeah, we want the Nazis to take over and confiscate the guns. And the guy goes, you don't have to tell me, buddy. I understand. As long, I mean, you could say, we're going to put babies in wood chippers for Obama. They'd say, sure. I mean, Mark Dice is our guest. And we've gone out in Austin, and they're almost as bad if you go to the trendy liberal areas. These are not liberals. These are people begging for the New World Order to kill them.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Network launches transsexual superhero show. That's Breitbart. We have that article linked up on InfoWars.com. Nothing says child-appropriate material quite like gender-bending underage superheroes. At least that's the theory over at the L.A. Times. The network co-owned by Discovery and Hasbro is trotting out a show targeting preteens, teaching them how to be transsexuals. Folks, that's called pedophilia. They always try to make it like, oh, you're a square, you're anti-gay, or anti... You know what? Give me a break. That stuff's been going on since the beginning of history. I don't even get into it. Keep your hands away from the kids, whether you're a heterosexual, a homosexual, a transgender, or whatever it is. Okay? Okay? I am... Keep... But that's the thing with these degenerate globalists. It's always about what can they get away with. That's like Jocelyn Elders. We've got to reach down and teach the kindergartner how to masturbate. Help them masturbate. I mean, I can play these clips for you. These are fruitcakes, man. Kids are supposed to be chasing butterflies around outside. They're supposed to be puppy dogs. They're supposed to be painting. They're supposed to be fishing. Not worried about sex till they hit puberty. And then they're taught the mechanics of it, and you can catch diseases, and you want to marry somebody who's nice and who's successful, not, hey, you're 5 years old, I'm a big fat weirdo lady in a nurse's outfit, I'm here to teach you how to masturbate. This planet is run by crazy people. Meanwhile, it came out in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, I'm going to keep Mark Dice a little bit in the next hour, and then we're getting Luke Radowski on. They are now teaching all that stuff in the schools, and the FBI is running child porn sites to then catch all the idiots that go to it when they know the UN and DynCorp and all these big corporations have been caught running kidnapped actual kids. Look it up. Chicago Tribune, you name it. I mean, this is incredible. It's like they create Al-Qaeda and then take our liberties because of it. Meanwhile, they've got pedophilia on TV. That's what that is. That's pervs trying to mess with your kid's head. Let's go to Mark Dice. Mark, we're going to break here in a minute. Hope you can stay with us a few more minutes. But, you know, you were talking about this, and I have this clip ready in a minute of the lady saying, oh, yeah, you know, Memorial Day for the surfers that died. What is wrong with these people? I mean, do you get my point of disdaining them?
You can see the almost hatred in my face. People ask how I can keep a straight face, and it's because I don't really think it's funny. I really am looking at them with just utter disgust. And I think it's pretty clear in my videos. Sometimes I'll just start laughing in their face. I haven't included a lot of those. But these people, I insinuate that it's to celebrate and memorialize the fallen surfing legends who have popularized the sport. And a light bulb just doesn't go off in their head. In most of them. I mean, I am just demonstrating what corrupt politicians can do by pretending to know what they're talking about and manipulating people. And through just the power of suggestion, I get them to sign, because some of them may start thinking about it and may have a light bulb go off in their head when I'm getting people to sign these crazy petitions on the Man on the Street Monday videos. But I simply just keep pointing to this area where the signature is, and I just keep repeating them comically. Just sign here, please. Just put your name there, please.
And then you say more obnoxious stuff like, to help Obama, we're going to have Nazi rule and arrest the Tea Party. It's like, oh, really? Nazi rule for Obama?
As they're signing it, I'm just, to make the point clear, to show that this is just going right over their head, you can see in the videos, I just keep repeating myself. Just print your name here.
We're going to play another clip of that. We're back in 1 minute. Stay there, Mark. Mark Dice at MarkDice.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.